Do you feel restrictions because of money?
Yes, I do.
Is it playing a lot on your mind? Well, like you're going to have to go out and really work hard. It's moving.
That's why I went in anxiety all the time. I keep thinking, my greeting wants me to go collect. And how do I do that? Do I go direct to approach persons? Do I go in the parking lots that I used to do and I can't do like I used to do because I just don't have the stamina?
Showing a bit of pessimism involved in how, because you're fully aware of the difficulties and it's really getting you. Because you're talking about this is putting yourself out there on the line, fighting, working, and that's affecting you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you feel almost restricted with this need and desire to get money.
Well, I don't want to, but my husband's not doing anything about it. I have to do it, and Gurudev wants me to do it, not just for ourselves, but for
everybody's
project. His books,
okay.
His
okay, can we'll talk about this afterwards, because there is a kind of it's something that you need to. Satin is there. Satin means restriction. This is your obligation, responsibility.
I need to do it.
Responsibility.
Mm.
And you need to get your power to do this. You can't do it through control.
He said to me, "I will give you all my power."
Okay, that's power. Came
but he said, but he said. But you must take it. So then that's not so easy, but you must take
also,
it.
Also, you have to have the freedom to be able to do it.
Mm.
Right?
Freedom to do it?
Well, you got to have freedom, space. You got to be freed up so you can focus.
I have that. My daughter's going to take care of the kids. I have the ticket. Yeah, I can get the ticket to go to Costa Rica. You know, to that for
are you
for
going
the
to collect
collecting.
There?
Well, when would I go there? To do the tapes, that money would go to Gurudev. To ask directly the people there if they will give for his project.
Okay.
After it's gone for a few days and they're inspired by him, then I will approach each one.
Right.
Anyway, I put the question to Naveen Prabhu. I said, please ask Gurudev this for me.
Is that the way he wants you to do it?
No, not necessarily. I asked Naveen to ask Gurudev if he wants me to do that, if he wants me to go to Costa Rica. Or not.
Yeah? What did he say?
He's going to ask. So
okay.
I don't know the answer yet.
Now, it's got to do with restrictions about due to money.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go over options afterwards.
Okay.
But, so when you're in that state of, you know, almost like complete, I won't say obsession, but it's so intense on your mind that it just takes it over.
About money?
About working, how what to do, what to do, that sort of mood.
Mm.
Right? When you get in that state, you're going to find it's very, very difficult for you to go inward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That you keep getting pulled out. Intuitively, you know what you need to do. Unfortunately, you go into a state where you find your intelligence working at cross purposes with you, where you need to go. Your mind starts to okay. So it's need you need to communicate with Gurudev, okay? The third house, Jupiter. You need to communicate with him. To know where you're going to place, where you're going to act, what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's until you do that, you find that you're just going to be pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
So in relationship with your environment, you don't happen to have anything with sugar in it, do you?
Mm.
I've done myself in, I think. I think I got to put something. Okay, now you may find your feelings in relationship with other people will be shifting. You need to have space. You need to be able to grab space. And it's almost like you feel like you should be neglecting what you need to do, your service. and getting away with something that you're not supposed to, it's almost like feeling like you have to, you're stealing. If you go into that space where you're doing your bhajan and you're away from everything, so it's an uncomfortable feeling, but you have to, you know, fight for your own space. Like you're getting away with something that you're not supposed to get away with. Like you should be doing service, like you should be doing something. Instead you're, you know, trying to, yeah. It's an uncomfortable sort of feeling. Also, the work that you're doing, the service, maybe you're not quite sure if it's what you're supposed to be doing or not.
What, the tapes and transcribing?
Not the tapes. I'm seeing about work. You know, this is Lakshmi. Bringing in Lakshmi.
Oh, yeah. Going out and collecting in the streets. I'm not sure if I want to do that. You know, I don't know if I can or want to do that at all.
Maybe you'd have to...
We can talk about that
afterwards, because there could be other options instead of doing that.
Okay.
To get money. In the next 28 days, you'll find you'll have made the choice that you need to about what you're going to do. How are you going to put your energy? Oh. It seems that your mind tends to go into a kind of a rut sometimes when you're talking about going internal. You know, because every time you sit with yourself, immediately the mind starts going over practical things. And it's hard for you to cut out and move beyond that.
Yes, true.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very difficult to sort of short-circuit that. Because immediately you go into the practical, like, you know, what's going on. If you put energy into solidly doing something, really, really focus solidly on something external, your service, you might find it easier. It seems like you'll get energy if you just get into doing what you need to do day to day, your service day to day. And that'll help you a lot.
Just become really absorbed in that, you mean?
Yeah, instead of being in a never land, a halfway space, you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you just do it, you just focus on doing it. Now, that really seems contradictory right now with this monk. Well, so I'm going to have to pull it all together. But anyway, it says in the next month, it's almost like you're going to give up thinking about your own situation. And you'll have made a choice. You'll have the energy to go for that choice. That'll make you more independent. Okay. The Nine of Pentacles is reversed. This has got to do with how you approach your outlook on spiritual life, and about finding some sort of security in the way you see things. It means stepping back and being a bit more independent, you know, self-sufficient. Are you going to... I'm wondering if this means to be a bit independent from, but not traveling with Gurudev. Because the King of Pentacles is reversed, and I'm wondering if it means putting a bit of separation there and going somewhere and actually getting the money together rather than following the tour. It could very well mean that. So I'll ask other questions afterwards to see.
Okay.
This will probably show it up.
That's what I originally intended, that I just come to California and not go with them on the rest of the tour, and I'll just go right out and collect right after I... and then go right back.
This looks like you could very well do that.
Oh, God.
And that way you could get some juice, because you're focusing, and that way your mind isn't going to be preoccupied. When you sit down at Chan Chapa, it's not going to be preoccupied with you know, other things going on. You'll be doing something in the.
I was hoping that I could just, you know, ask directly from people.
But for money. Your natural tendency is to stop going on the tour. This is what it does. Satin. This is showing that you have to focus. Again, it was Saturn in Scorpio, which means really, totally become intensely involved, absorbed. Yeah. And this is about finding a way to collect money and establish a regular platform, a basis for your service.
Mm-hmm. What now, service? Collecting money?
It looks like it. That's the Four of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite. The Four of Pentacles means spending money or losing money or whatever. But I think because you're trying to collect money, it means getting prepared to collect money. Because if it was upright, it means amassing a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all this is stopping the tour in order to prepare to do that.
I see.
The karmic test. What you're doing is too much for you. You can't handle it. What's going on? You can't handle it. You're losing it. Because of so many relationships going on here, day to day, sixth house, you're getting splayed out, Jupiter. Mm-hmm. You can't handle the situation. It's like, somehow or another you have to tolerate it anyway. It's in the position of karmic test rather than weakness. But it's a matter of giving up any idea of anything for yourself. This is your karmic test. Anything for you. And to be able to leave the situation, move away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel like you're not quite sure what, you know, how to leave. So mm-hmm. Leaving the tour.
Oh, leave the tour. Yeah, I'm getting attached to it because Scooter is talking so much nectar and, you know, just, you know, making tapes and transcribing, not the making tapes part, but transcribing is so nice. And recording is okay, you know, I get to see it in my hands.
I think that it's got to do with prioritizing what is your service. If Gurudev wants you to get money, then transcribing, lots of people transcribe.
Mm-hmm.
Taping, that's really good to do, but transcribing, there's so many devotees here transcribing. Your service particularly is for making money. This is saying your karmic test. This is saying your karmic test is to understand you can't. This isn't. You're losing out by trying to keep everything up with what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. You're not able to focus, which is the Saturn, which means really just one pointed, just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And your karmic test is to see, give up anything for your own enjoyment, and just. See the horse is leaving. He's just leaving. Almost like he's not sure where he's going to, but he just knows he has to go out and try to get where he needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that fits in with this about leaving the tour. Upright, the Three of Wands means the tour, the journey, the traveling.
Mm.
Upside down means stopping that situation. So that's your karmic test. Your mental challenge. This has got something to do with your involvement as a parent, probably. Again, it's your service. Putting energy, the sun, into your service, asserting yourself. You may find, do you find you take a protective role with anybody other than your children?
I do.
You do, a lot of people?
Well, Gurudev said that about me, that I have my vatsalya, you know, for the brahmacharis, you know, it's too much for them. Many people, I don't know, many people think I'm motherly. Do you find that I'm motherly? I'm not really, am I?
I find you are with people, but I also see your children are pretty independent.
Yeah.
this could very well be your separation from your children too. Page of Cups reversed. Giving up nurturing. And in order to get up and do something, it's a six of Cups. Letting go of the mothering.
To me, right.
Yeah. And other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm ready for that too, it's time, I think.
This is a particular weakness you need to look out for. This is where the emotions get stretched and churned and you feel really bad about things. Because you hear something, some sort of message or something. This has got to do with communication. Also from your child, you might have a child who winds you up maybe a bit, or things that are said or whatever, just tends to stretch your emotions. This means feeling really bad inside, emotionally.
About my kid?
Not about your kid. It's your mind. There's so many things going on, so many things to think about. There's a lot. There's a lot of concepts and things to do and hold together, and emotionally it stretches you to the max.
I feel like I need you know, some strength from my husband or something, you know, to help me cope. Why is he giving the whole burden to me? You see that?
That's the Ace of Cups reversed. There should be some sort of, even affection or understanding or nurturing, there's nothing there. You're giving, and there's nothing coming back to you.
From him.
Yeah. Well, this is anybody. This is from... This is showing a tendency also for your mind to go over and over and over again on...
The same thing.
Yeah. And then when the more you work on it, the more the emotions start feeling it.
No,
yeah. Okay. Now this is an overlooked opportunity. So this is something you should consider. This card matches this card of freedom, this angel of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That card is the card of liberation. Again, and almost every time, it's six I throw. Right? Six means
service, day-to-day service.
This card means reciprocation.
Also, okay.
You're talking about putting a restriction on how you relate, Libra, balance relationships day to day in your service. Get yourself free. It's going to be hard for you. You're going to be taking on a burden doing that. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy for you because it's almost like putting on extra things on yourself rather than freeing you up.
I'm not quite following.
I'm not sure why it would do that either. This is definitely Saturn is putting some sort of limitation on the way you're relating day to day. Reciprocal relationships. And this is saying is it's going to be a burden for you to be able to give it up. It's almost like you're going to have to make an effort for you to give it up.
Give up relating to people?
I think it's about the scene, this particular situation. It would take an effort for you to be able to move, free yourself, and then start doing those things that you know you need to do in order to put your life together.
Mm-hmm.
That's an overlooked opportunity. It also means Six of Pentacles is reciprocal in that it's give and take. It's service. Mm-hmm. With some sort of reciprocation, right? It's also being generous and getting... This is funny. This is collecting. Look, this somebody, rich person, giving him money. Right? That's donations. It's getting yourself free so you can get donations. Look, he's begging alms.
So how do I do it now? I want to know how I do it.
Okay, first of all, it's not going to be easy for you to do it. Mm-hmm. Because it's like for you to free yourself up here, it's a burden in itself. You're going to have to, first you're going to have to decide how you're going to get the money. You're going to first have to decide how you're going to go out and collect the money.
Right.
The whole process and method.
And there's two ways to go about it. One is to go out the way I used to know, go to events. But the second way is to just directly go out to people and ask. Indians, Westerners, white people, anyone.
To do that, it would be good to get trained up from people who have professionally done it.
Right.
I think Parth is a good one for that.
Okay.
I want to get trained up at the same time. Mm-hmm. We can go out and make a team. I don't mind collecting for my family the same way.
You know? Mainly I'm collecting for Rudy. If I have to, you know, put something away,
I can understand.
Be, you know, where I was before I came on tour, which is minimal anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because we cut our internet.
See, I want to live in Vrindavan. I can't live in Vrindavan. I don't mind collecting for, you know, project in Vrindavan. If I know I could live there, and live there, but I don't see why not. So this is the undisclosed factor. You need to use your imagination to find out what you need to do in order to satisfy Gurudev, in order to build...
He won't tell me.
Okay.
He's not going to tell me?
No.
Thank you, Gurudev.
This is showing, again, service.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you might be able to get some. This is religion as such. This is rules and regulations. He's not into that. Or he might give you specifics. No, I don't think so.
Well, is this going to leave it up to me?
Yeah. Okay, here's your prosperity path.
Is that terrible?
It's hard. Justice. Except the fact this isn't the space for you to do what you need to do as far as your service to collect. This is just not it.
On the tour, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to work.
All right.
The events that take place, it's just so much going on. You're doing those other things. You're doing things that are correct while you're on a tour, but you're not doing those things that are...
For the service that I have meant to do, come here, out here in the first place. Okay.
And what to leave behind? The devil reversed.
The world.
The world reversed. And the three of swords reversed. There's a lot of pain here. This is about, you know, not having attachment for not being completely committed to what you were supposed to be committed to.
What? My kids?
See, the devil upright means total, constant, like I used the word obsession.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like in order for you to do the service, you have to develop a kind of obsession for doing it. Right? Complete absorption.
I am when I'm doing it, believe me. 2 months? I'm totally absorbed. I have to be. Mm. It's eternal marathon the whole time. There's barely time to eat or sleep. Mm. Ask the devotees I've traveled with.
Yeah.
So other people will think they can do that. If they can't come up to that standard of being like that, they can't come on the same trip because it requires that.
Yeah.
Or else you get left behind, you know, dropped off on the way.
Yeah. So what this is saying is, leave behind not being totally absorbed.
Okay.
Leave behind it being in a kind of, you know, halfway world. You're not moving forward. You're just staying in one place right now. And that's causing you pain in the heart. That's causing disturbance. You're not allowing yourself to feel it, but actually that's what's really going on underneath. This is saying you can understand full well what is required of you for your service. The judgment reverse means you hear the call, but you're not answering it. You know? This is the judgment day when the trumpet's calling. It's going call into action. It's upside down, meaning you hear the call, but you're not acting on it. So very soon you're going to be facing how to approach a service. Not necessarily that you're directly going to be approaching the service, but how to approach the service. What's going to help you with this? Keeping aloof, just moving into an inner space will help you to decide which is the next thing to do. Don't get distracted by everything out there. In order for you to do your service, you're going to have to pull in. There's just no doubt about it. Cut down, cut down, cut down, and just find out how you can creatively approach and do that austerity of collecting, that major, major austerity. So it's a matter of pulling in order to do that. That's the only way you're going to be free. It's a burden to be able to do that. It's easier to go with the flow of what's going on in handling things day to day. It's a lot harder to be able to say, right, I got to set myself up for my service. But you do that and you'll be able to get money together. This shows you can be keep free to be able to collect. Now I'm going to see about how you do when you are collecting.
This is why
the freedom card came up.
Why?
Because you need yourself free to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to take responsibility. This is how you get your power.
Yeah.
You should recognize the money's there. Okay, just accept the money's there. Ten of Pentacles is the best card for money. It's reversed, which means you haven't accessed it yet. Five of Swords reversed. Just, if you can understand that your mode right now needs to be shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Do what's right for your service. Wheel of Fortune. Allow events to take place. Change, move, start moving. I'm going to pull these cards together. This is saying, by being independent, you'll look at how to get money. First, you have to step back from the situation. You can't even work out how to get money, as long as you're following the tour. You can't even get it. You can't even start to put the wheels in motion. You can't keep going on the tour and expect that suddenly one day you're going to be suddenly having this urge to go out and collect money.
No, I was hoping that I could collect while on the tour.
It's not going to work here.
It's not happening.
No, it won't work here. I asked, will it happen here? Look, the Ace of Pentacles reversed. You can't even begin here.
On the tour.
No.
So what if you would have asked me to go on tour?
Are you collecting, which particular project are you collecting for?
The Lhasa Ashram and his book publications.
Okay.
And probably also the Widow's Ashram, I have no idea.
If you're going to go on tour and collect on tour, you'd have to approach it differently than what you're doing.
Okay.
I'm going to see if it definitely means leave the tour. It seemed like, from these cards, you'd have to be independent, which means doing, you know, all these other things isn't being independent enough to focus on collecting big money.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you would have had to make a whole presentation and present it to devotees one-on-one all around this area. In order for it to work, that's what you would have had to do.
I get this area because, you know, I wouldn't get that much out of it. Those people who have money who want to accumulate security, people who really believe in Guru.
I asked if you should approach Partha first.
Mm-hmm.
It came up, yes, but understand the relationship's not going to be an easy one with him because he's like,
he doesn't like
you. He's like,
he doesn't like me, I know.
Yeah, so he doesn't like you. But you can get enough information on how to work things the way you need to work them.
Mm-hmm.
You get some determination and willpower.
So should I go to England to try to collect after learning from him how?
Not necessarily England. To learn the technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great for you to learn a technique. Because you know which Indians in Houston. Right? Maybe. No, not necessarily go to Houston right now.
Well, this kind of thing is better as a
which
team.
Indians, yeah.
You only need a couple of people to
do you know what he says? He has a whole package. You have the ability to do a service. Intuitively, you know you do.
The main problem
is that events, circumstances that you find yourself in are not conducive for doing it. Also, your home life. You just don't have that kind of emotional security, that kind of basis, like a home life, that makes it easier to be able to, you know, go out and make big money, which is what, you know, people who make money, they have a home life, and they have sense gratification, and it gives them the urge to go out and collect more, you know what I mean? Because they get like a taste for it. That's how karmis work, you know? They collect big money because they have a taste for sense gratification. If you don't have a taste for sense gratification, you don't have a home life, and you're actually living like a renunciate, and you're going out collecting huge money. It's almost like you're talking about opposites.
I've done that now. It's hardly enough. So.
I think you need to look at how your mind is working, and first you need to focus. That's the whole concern of this reading, on how much you're collecting or where to go, whatever. But it's